Chapter 15. Now David built houses for himself in the city of David, and he prepared a place for the ark of God, and pitched a tent for it. Then David said, "No one is to carry the ark of God but the Levites, for the Lord chose them to carry the ark of God and to minister to him forever." And David assembled all Israel at Jerusalem to bring up the ark of the Lord to its place, which he had prepared for it. And David gathered together the sons of Aaron and the Levites, of the sons of Kohath, Uriel the chief, and 120 of his relatives, of the sons of Merari, Asaiah the chief, and 220 of his relatives, of the sons of Gershom, Joel the chief, and 130 of his relatives, of the sons of Eli Zathan, Shemaiah the chief, and 200 of his relatives, of the sons of Hebron, Eliel the chief, and 80 of his relatives, of the sons of Uziel, Amminadab the chief, and 112 of his relatives. Then David called for Zadok and Abiathar the priest, and for the Levites, for Uriel, Asaiah, Joel, Shemaiah, Eliel, and Amminadab, and said to them, "You are the heads of the fathers' households of the Levites. Consecrate yourselves, both you and your relatives, that you may bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel to the place that I have prepared for it. Because you did not carry it at the first, the Lord our God made an outburst on us, for we did not seek him according to the ordinance." So the priests and the Levites consecrated themselves to bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel. And the sons of the Levites carried the ark of God on their shoulders, with the poles thereon as Moses had commanded, according to the word of the Lord. Then David spoke to the chiefs of the Levites, to appoint their relatives, the singers, with instruments of music, harps, lyres, loud-sounding cymbals, to raise sounds of joy. So the Levites appointed Heman the son of Joel, and from his relatives Asaph the son of Berechiah, and from the sons of Merari their relatives Ethan the son of Cushiah, and with them their relatives of the second rank, Zechariah, Ben, Jaaziel, Shemaramoth, Jehiel, Unai, Eliab, Benaiah, Maaseiah, Mattathiah, Eliphelehu, Mekniah, Obed-Edom, and Jeiel the gatekeepers. So the singers, Heman, Asaph, and Ethan, were appointed to sound aloud cymbals of bronze, and Zechariah, Aziel, Shemaramoth, Jehiel, Unai, Eliab, Maaseiah, and Benaiah with harps tuned to Alamoth, and Mattathiah, Eliphelehu, Mekniah, Obed-Edom, Jeiel, and Azaziah to lead with lyres tuned to the Shemameth. And Shenaniah, chief of the Levites, was in charge of the singing. He gave instruction in singing because he was skillful. And Berechiah and Elkanah were gatekeepers for the ark. And Shebaniah, Joshaphat, Nathaniel, Amasai, Zechariah, Benaiah, and Eleazar the priest blew the trumpets before the ark of God. Obed-Edom and Jehiah also were gatekeepers for the ark. So it was David, with the elders of Israel and the captains over thousands, who went to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord from the house of Obed-Edom with joy. And it came about, because God was helping the Levites, who were carrying the ark of the covenant of the Lord, that they sacrificed 7 bulls and 7 rams. Now David was clothed with a robe of fine linen, with all the Levites who were carrying the ark, and the singers, and Chenaniah, the leader of the singing, with the singers. David also wore an ephod of linen. Thus all Israel brought up the ark of the covenant of the Lord with shouting, and with sound of the horn, with trumpets, with loud-sounding cymbals, with harps and lyres. And it happened, when the ark of the covenant of the Lord came to the city of David, that Michal, the daughter of Saul, looked out of the window, and saw King David leaping and making merry, and she despised him in her heart.